Now, we invite you to listen to The Adventures of the Falcon as Mike Waring solves the case of the Ace of Spades.
There's one thing you learn working as a private detective. A strong offense is the best defense. As a case in point, I give you Jimmy Valenti. Mr. Valenti is the boy wrestling with a mess of spaghetti at Joe's Little Italy. And there's no question who's going to win. And as Jimmy finishes his opponent, the verdict is rendered by a ringsider.
Well, that's one dish they won't have to wash. Huh? I was just admiring your technique.
Maybe you'd like to give me a lesson.
Anytime you say, Mr. Valenti.
Who are you?
Ace Kelly.
Who?
Ace Kelly.
Oh, you're the guy from St. Louis Tommy Harris told me about.
Uh-huh.
Sit down.
Thanks.
For a drink?
What do you got there, vodka?
Yeah.
Well, that's good enough for me.
I was expecting you last Wednesday.
I know.
When'd you get in?
Last Wednesday.
Well, why didn't you call me then?
I couldn't find a phone booth.
Look, you might as well learn it now, Ace. I don't like wise guys.
Few people do.
Besides, I'm not sure you could hold down this job. You don't look so tough to me.
Want
to
feel my muscle?
I told you I don't.
I know. You don't like wise guys. Let's face it, Mr. Valenti, we don't seem to be very compatible, so I...
Sit down. Does that come in? What's the matter, Ace? Don't you know when you're being kidding?
Oh, is that what it was?
Sure, I just wanted to see if you can take it.
Well, I'm not very good at that, Mr. Valenti. You see, I only learned to dish it out.
Hey, that's pretty cute.
Yeah, it was something I heard on an old Mike Hammer show.
Hey, you know something?
I'm a card.
You really are.
Yeah, that's why they call me Ace.
Funny, Harris didn't mention you were such a funny guy.
I guess he wanted it to be a surprise.
Uh-huh. How much did he tell you about me?
Very little.
Well, I run a small place on 76th Street where a fella can have a nice sociable evening.
Yeah, if you don't mind the cost.
That's right. Some people don't like to pay for their fun. That's where you come in. Now, let me show you something.
What's that?
IOUs for 68 grand.
They all given to you by one party?
No, there are two of them. A Dickie Maynard and a Jackie Nadler. You think you can collect?
Well, I hate to go mercenary on you, Mr. Valenti, but what's in it for me?
10% of everything you bring in.
And suppose I don't bring in a dime?
I thought you were the kind of a guy who don't take no for an answer.
These guys good for the money?
They certainly are. Take this Dickie Maynard. His old man was in the booze business, but big. And Jackie Nadler owns Marlboro Ballroom.
Good enough.
But if they don't pay, you don't collect. Get me?
I got you, Mr. Valenti, but let's not even consider that possibility. I came a long way from St. Louis. I'd hate to go back empty-handed.
Just a second. I said just a second. Well, what do you want?
Now, that's what I call a leading question, Dickie. You are Richard Maynard.
I asked you what you wanted.
$24,000.
Huh?
$24,600, to be exact.
Where'd you get that IOU?
Well, thereby hangs a tale. May I come in?
No.
You know, if I thought you really meant that...
Are you going to get out of here?
Now, relax, Maynard. You'll live longer that way. My name's Ace Kelly.
I don't care if it's...
Jimmy Valenti?
Yeah. Now, go on, beat it.
And what about your IOU?
Are you kidding? That thing isn't worth the paper it's written on.
Now, if there's one thing I admire, it's a man who knows his rights.
Well, I know mine.
Well, I don't suppose you'd consider waiving them, huh?
Don't make me laugh.
Even if I put it to you like this...
Let me alone.
If you think I enjoy doing this, Maynard, you're absolutely right. I guess I'm just a great big bully at heart.
Hello, Jimmy.
What are you doing here, Martha?
Well, if the mountain won't come to Mohammed.
Are you nuts?
If I am, it's all your fault. Oh, darling, you don't know how I've missed you.
Go on, Martha, clear out. I'm expecting somebody.
Who is she?
Not that it's any of your business, but it ain't a she. Now, go on, blow.
You sure you really want me to?
Am I sure?
Oh, Jimmy, we were made for each other. Don't tell me you forgot Monday night.
Look, without hands.
I'm wild about you, darling. I never knew anybody like you.
Hands off.
That doesn't fool me.
Hmm?
You're mad about me, and that proved it.
You know something? You are nuts.
You can beat me all you want, but that won't make any difference.
All right, Martha. Remember, you asked for it.
Well?
Oh, I guess I ought to apologize.
Don't you believe in knocking, Ace? Yeah, I did, Jimmy. But I guess you two had other things on your mind.
Why don't you drop dead?
Oh, don't get me wrong, honey. I didn't mean to spoil your fun.
Well, listen,
go on,
you...
Martha, clear out.
May I know what to say?
I said clear out.
All right, Jimmy. But you will call me, won't you? I'm staying at the place.
Are you still here?
Remember, darling, you promised.
Sweet kid. Anybody ask you, Ace?
No.
Then keep your opinions to yourself. How'd you make out?
Well, you know, Valenti, these things take time.
So you didn't collect a dime?
Not yet.
And what'd you come here for?
Well, I just thought maybe you'd want me to check in.
All right, so you checked in. Anything else on your mind?
No. Nope.
And suppose you check right out. And don't bother coming back unless you got something to give me. And I don't mean conversation. Would you? Yeah, what do you want?
Ah! Oh, it's a big idea.
Yeah?
Is there a Mike Waring in the house?
Speaking.
Oh, hiya, Waring. This is Sergeant Corbett.
Who?
Sergeant Corbett.
Never heard of you.
Oh, real sharp tonight, ain't we?
What's on your mind, Corbett?
You know a Jimmy Valenti.
I know of him.
Well, you'll never have a chance to improve on that. He was knocked off at 5 o'clock tonight.
I think New York will bear up under the laws.
Well, we're holding a Dick Maynard for the murder. You'd like you to get him out.
Then obviously he didn't do it.
Well, this is going to floor you, Falcon, but I think he did. But of course you're going to prove what mad fools we cops are. So come on down and make like a radio private eye.
In a moment, we'll return to the adventures of the Falcon. And now back to the adventures of the Falcon.
It just goes to prove there's a little good in everyone. Here, Jimmy Valenti, by getting himself knocked off, got me a client. And an hour later, I was down at headquarters with the capable Sergeant Corbett acting as combined guide and MC.
You know, if you play your cards right, Mike, you may be able to get this Dickie Maynard out. All you need's a hacksaw.
Well, that's real sharp. I bet you heard that on a hoax show.
I did. All right, Daniels, open them up. Hey, Maynard.
Yeah?
You got company. Have fun, kid.
You the Falcon?
That's right.
Well, what took you so long?
Well, you know how narrow-minded some people are, Maynard. So I thought I'd better put some clothes on before I came down here.
You realize I've been in this rat hole since 9 o'clock?
If you think this is bad, where did you get a load of things?
Don't be so funny. We might as well get one thing settled, Waring. When I pay for something, I expect service.
Tell me something, Maynard. Do you have to make an effort to be this unpleasant, or does it come naturally?
What?
You heard me. I've got a good mind to walk right out of here.
Well, what's stopping you?
A sergeant named Corbett. I'd hate for him to say I told you so. Did you kill Jimmy Valenti?
Don't be ridiculous.
And why did they pick you up?
Well, you know the police?
Sure, so I'm positive they must have had a reason. What went with you and Valenti?
I owed him some money.
How much?
I can't remember offhand.
Come on, Maynard, don't give me that.
Well, it was around 25,000.
How'd you lose it?
In a poker game in this place.
Why didn't you pay off?
Now, it may be news to you, Waring, but gambling debts aren't legally collectible.
You must have studied law with Mr. District Attorney. So when you decided to stand on your rights...
Valenti thought that he could intimidate me by sending a gunman around.
You wouldn't happen to know this gunman's name?
I certainly do. It was Ace Kelly.
And I take it this Mr. Kelly was the one who gave you that shellacking.
Yes. And now, if there's anything else you'd like to know...
No, I think I've got enough to hold me.
How soon are you going to get me out of here?
That all depends on whether or not I give in.
What are you talking about?
Well, I've never thrown a case in my life, but you don't know how badly I'm tempted now. Keep your fingers crossed, Maynard. It's going to be quite a battle.
Well, it's all very flattering, Waring, but I still don't see why you bothered to look me up.
I thought that was pretty obvious, Ace. You were employed by Valenti.
A lot of people were.
Yes, but doesn't it strike you as odd that the man is killed less than 24 hours after you go to work for him?
Well, I never could hold down a job for long.
Would you care to hazard a guess as to who killed him?
What about your client?
I hate to say this, Ace, but I don't think Maynard was the boy.
I don't know. He seems like a pretty good prospect to me.
And naturally, you'd say that in your position.
My position?
Well, you might have turned the trick yourself.
Yeah, that I never considered.
Well, think about it for a minute. It's a possibility we mustn't overlook.
You know, Waring, I like you.
Why, Ace, this is so sudden.
Well, I'm a creature of impulse, so I'll tell you what I'll do. You know a girl named Martha?
Martha who?
Oh, well, that's where the mystery comes in. I never did catch her last name, but I know she's living at the Clayton.
Why should I go to the trouble of running her down?
Well, she was Valenti's sparring partner.
That's very interesting. Got any other information I can use?
Yeah, if you run into her, make sure you watch yourself in the clinches.
Martha.
Well, isn't that your name?
Now, look, mister.
Don't get me wrong, Miss Barnum. I just want to make sure I've got the right girl. Did you know Jimmy Valenti?
What?
Well, that's what I want to talk to you about. May I...
You're wasting your time, mister.
Waring's the name. Mike Waring. I'm a private detective.
You're still wasting your time. I don't know anything about the murder.
But you do know something about Valenti. Now, why don't I sit down and you can tell me all about him?
Why should I?
It always helps.
Helps who?
That remains to be seen. You were in love with Valenti, weren't you?
Well, if I was, I'm not ashamed of it.
But when he tried to brush you off...
Who told you that?
A gentleman named Ace Kelly.
Well, Mr. Kelly is a dirty, filthy liar. Jimmy was crazy about me.
He had a funny way of showing it.
I didn't mind.
Even when he cuffed you around?
Don't be a fool. It only proved that he loved me.
Well, they say you learn something new every day. And how long has this great romance been flourishing?
2 weeks.
As long as that, huh?
Oh, you stupid idiot. What do you know of love?
Very little, apparently.
Get off.
But we haven't finished our little talk.
Are you going to get out of here?
You won't believe it, Martha, but this happens practically every week. Just as I start to roll, the woman in the case always orders me out.
Oh? Do they all have guns, too?
No, that's why I won't even stop to argue with you. Night, Angel. I wouldn't have missed it for the world.
Well, if it isn't Martha, you'll excuse the informality, but I never did learn your last name.
Mr. Waring did.
Well, he's the persevering kind. Won't you come in?
I intend to.
Say, is that thing loaded?
I know a good way for you to find out. Why don't you tell him about me?
Well, I guess I'm just a big old blabbermouth.
Ace, I asked you something.
Well, you see, Martha... Mr. Waring represents a boy named Dickie Maynard.
So what's that got to do with
me? Well, he doesn't think Maynard killed Valenti, so he was looking for other candidates, see? And when he brought me into the picture, I figured we might as well make it a group shot and include you.
You know what you're going to get for that?
Oh, now, you wouldn't really shoot me, would you?
Oh, can you give me one good reason why I shouldn't?
Well, I can give you a million, but I don't think any of them would have as much sense as
that. Oh, let me go!
Come on, babe, lay that pistol
down.
Come on. And now, what do you think is going to happen to you?
You fake bully, I dare you to hit me.
You called it.
Go on, see if I'm afraid.
No, I don't think you are, Martha. I think you enjoy it.
What?
And if that's your idea of fun, I'm just the boy to accommodate.
Oh, no!
Hiya, Mike. How's it going?
How should it go, Corbett?
Oh, you want to see Maynard again?
Not particularly, but I'm afraid I'll have to.
Who's that?
Mike Waring.
Did it ever occur to you, Mr. Waring, that what's he locking up for?
I guess he doesn't trust you.
What? You mean I've got to stay here?
Uh-huh.
What the devil have you been doing?
Well, I've been having myself a ball.
You know, I've got a mind to get it.
Don't kid yourself, Maynard. You haven't got a mind. If you had, you wouldn't be in this spot.
Just who do you think you're talking to?
The most obnoxious client I've ever been privileged to serve.
Now,
will you give that tongue a rest? Did you ever hear of a girl named Martha Barnum?
No.
You sure?
I'm positive. Oh, wait a minute. Is she a little blonde?
That's right.
Yes, she was at Valenti's place the night of the game. She walked in and she made a pest of herself.
What happened?
Valenti threw her out.
Why didn't you tell me that before?
You didn't ask me.
Well, that's a good reason. Did anything else happen during the game that I should know about?
No.
Were you the only big loser?
Oh, no, there were a couple of us.
Who were the others?
See, a man named Lou Hirsch.
What did he go for?
I didn't want you to make out the check.
Then he didn't give Valenti an IOU.
No.
Well, who else besides you?
Jackie Nadler.
The boy who owns the Marlboro Ballroom?
Yes, I think so.
How much was Nadler clipped for?
Around 40,000.
I bet you boys were betting as much as a nickel and a dime at a clip.
Very funny.
Yeah, I guess not. Why didn't you tell me about Nadler before?
For the very simple reason
that... I know, I didn't ask you. All right, Maynard, I may want to talk to you again, so don't go away.
Sergeant!
Jackie Nadler around.
Who wants to know?
Mike Waring, I'd like to come over and see you.
I don't think I can squeeze you in, Waring. I'm a busy man, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but a jury might take up even more of your time. Haven't you seen the papers?
Yeah, and it's terrible about the Russians.
I was referring to the local news. Did you read about Jimmy Valenti?
No, I don't believe I did, but you understand, Waring. I got other problems in my mind, you know what I mean?
Well, I'm working for a fellow named Dickie Maynard.
Glad to hear it.
He had some trouble with Valenti over a gambling debt.
So?
So, it just occurred to me you did, too.
Where'd you pick that up?
From Mr. Maynard.
Well, he's crazy. I didn't know Valenti a penny.
My client says otherwise.
Who cares about your client?
Apparently no one. Doesn't that make you feel sorry for him?
I can't tell you how much.
And maybe you'd like to swap places with him.
Forget it, Mike. I don't think it's in the cards. You know what I mean?
No, I don't, Jackie. But don't bother explaining. You'll only have to go through it again for the police. You know what I mean? Sergeant, this Jackie Nadler's our boss.
Well, if you say so, Mike.
I say so. He was in the same poker game the night Dickie Maynard was taken to the cleaners.
Oh, then you admit now that Maynard had a motive.
I never said he didn't. But Jackie Nadler has a better one.
How do you figure that?
He was a bigger loser. And now he denies he owed Valenti any money.
Well, maybe he didn't.
Oh, don't be a sap, Corbett. It's obvious Jackie's lying. If you boys were smart, you'd turn up his IOU.
Well, then I guess we're smart.
What?
Take a look at this.
Well, that isn't Jackie's IOU.
I thought it was.
Where'd you get this?
Mr. Nadler was nice enough to loan it to us for our investigation.
But it's smart, paid in full.
Uh-huh. Now, I don't want to rush you, Falcon, but it's getting late and your client's still in the brig. And if you're going to show us how a smart private dick operates, you'll never find a better time.
In just a moment, we'll return to The Adventures of the Falcon.
And now back to The Adventures of the Falcon.
What is it the poet said about the best laid plans? Anyway, after Sergeant Corbett dropped his bombshell that Jackie Nadler had no motive to kill Jimmy Valenti, I was thrown for a loss. And Sergeant Corbett didn't miss the opportunity to pick up the ball.
Well, I gotta hand it to you, Falcon. You certainly outdid yourself this time.
Now, hold it, Sergeant. That IOU doesn't mean a thing.
It doesn't?
No. How do you know where Jackie Nadler got it?
Well, what difference does it make? It's marked paid in full. Well,
what does that prove? Anybody could have written it, including Jackie.
Oh, now, look,
Well, couldn't he? And why didn't he tell me about it when I phoned him?
Well, maybe he just doesn't like you. You know, that's possible, too.
I don't doubt it. At the moment, I'm not even fond of myself.
Well, you got a partner there.
Well, I still... Wait a minute. I got an idea.
Oh, no. Spare me that.
There's one man who might know if Jackie actually redeemed that IOU.
Who?
Ace Kelly. I got a hunch Valenti brought him in from St. Louis just to take care of accounts receivable.
Oh, now, cut it out. You're breaking my heart.
Well, does it hurt to check?
No, but I can tell you one thing. If this idea doesn't pay off, it certainly ain't going to do you much good.
I bet you...
Well, what are you staring at?
You know, I would have sworn this was Mr. Kelly's apartment.
Would you?
Yeah, I can't get over it. You recognize her, Sergeant?
No, can't say as I do.
Who is it, Martin?
Only us, Ace.
Well, this is a surprise.
If you're surprised, think of me.
Oh, you mean Martin?
Uh-huh. Now, that's a switch I never expected. What happened to your eye, Angel?
I fell over myself.
I bet you enjoyed the trip.
What's that supposed to mean?
Nothing, but I'm sure you and Ace will be very happy. You're so suited to one another.
Now, look here.
Don't let him get under your skin, honey.
You know, Mike, I don't know why I put up with your foolishness.
You like me, remember?
Oh, yeah, but I'm fat.
All right, fellas. Now, that's enough.
What do you guys want, anyway?
Did you ever hear of Jackie Nadler?
Why?
Because Valenti held his IOU, and I bet the sergeant here Jackie never paid off.
Well, that's where you're wrong.
What? I told you so.
Well, listen, Ace, are you sure of that?
Positive. I picked up the money myself.
Do you remember the time?
Well, it must have been around 6:30 that night.
Thanks, Kelly. That clinches it.
I don't see why, Sergeant.
Because that confirms Jackie Nadler's story.
Well, it's good enough for you, Corbett.
Yeah, it certainly is.
And what are you waiting for? You better go along with him, Ace.
All right, quit the clown I'm wearing.
You know better. What happened to that money Nadler paid you?
You tell me.
Okay. You kept it for yourself. You said Nadler redeemed his IOU at 6:30.
So
Jim Valenti was killed at 5. And if you picked up the money an hour and a half later, you must have been working on your own.
What's he talking about?
I'm sorry, Martha, but that's life. Just when the cards seem to be coming your way, someone has to trump your ace.